this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday, October 23rd, 2023 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a text message in from Randy Walker there in Brutus. He said, I just spent the last 4 days with my doctor. We've been out deer hunting together. And he's absolutely amazed as to how much weight I've dropped. I have a whole new life thanks to Missy and this program, her program. I know a lot of people say, you know, every time you start talking about the weight loss program, you know, I turn the channel. I've heard it. I don't need to lose weight. I'm not interested. What about wellness? Do you have any health issues? I'm going to be reaching out to Brian this afternoon over in the Onaway area. Going to be talking to him. His doctor is telling him now the cancer's back. He's had head injuries in an auto accident about 2 years ago. Finally was getting his brain function back. Now he's being told cancer's coming back. Well, he's going to have to try a wellness scan to see if what the medical doctors can't find, can Missy find it? I didn't realize the increased number of markers the wellness scan folks look at, 8,000 versus 2,800 just for the weight loss. Vicki and I have been focused on weight loss. She's dealing with heart issues, some cancers, but those are in check right now. We've been focused on weight loss. We didn't realize that there was all this other information she looks at for wellness scans. If you got a cancer, she needs to tell you about it from a completely different perspective than what your medical doctors are doing. Obviously, the medical doctors aren't getting to the bottom line, what the heck's going on in your body. Maybe this will. Rod Wheeler texting in up from Baldwin says, hey, man, Randy Walker, I agree. And see, it's hard to not talk about it because this is what the show is about. Is sponsors that we believe in, that we have used the products. Everybody says, Randy, I'm tired of hearing about WellConnect. Sorry, propane furnace hasn't kicked on once yet this year. It's been getting pretty cold out there. How many times has your propane furnace kicked on? Ours hasn't kicked on at all. WellConnect's been maintaining 70 degrees, nice and steady, totally comfortable. The floors are warm. The leather furniture's warm. Toilet seats are warm. Everything's warm. It's hard for me not to talk about it with you guys. I mean, let me give you a perfect example. It doesn't exist, but let me give it to you. What if there was a brand new insurance company that came into Michigan that gave me full coverage on my two old vehicles that we drive? We don't drive brand new cars. I drive a 2008. Vicki drives a 2011. Her Yukon has over 330,000 miles on it, but it's mechanically perfect. They've used Mobil 1 in it since the day it came off the factory line. But they come out and they say, Randy, we'll insure your cars, your two vehicles, for $50 a month. $50 a month per vehicle, $100 a month. Right now we're paying, I believe it's $240. $120 a month per vehicle. They'll do it for $50. And I check them out. I check their financial strength, their ability to pay on claims. I look at their ratings with the various agencies that analyze insurance companies. They come back AAA, A+. Wait a minute. You're going to insure my car that right now I'm spending $120 a month for my vehicle, $120 a month for her vehicle, for full coverage. $240 a year. Call it $250 times 12 is $3,000 a year. you're going to do it for $100 a month for both vehicles, $1,200 a year versus $3,000. I'm going to go with this new company. Do you think I'm not going to talk about it on the radio? I'd want every single one of you guys to switch over to this new insurance company and save $1,800 a year, $150 a month. That pays the electric bill. I mean, this is what real life is about. You know, I'm excited, looking forward to getting the freezer finally cleaned out completely, everything either thrown away or eaten, and to go get our quarter from Cliff Tellini of his Black Angus beef over in Onaway. Dr. Jeff is performing surgery right now on a rescue animal from Traverse City that was going to die this week if they didn't have a surgery to remove basically an infection in the uterus of this female 3-year-old dog. They drove the animal up to the Sioux Animal Hospital yesterday. They weren't even open. Somebody was there to take the animal and to start him on antibiotics so that Jeff could be operating on him today. We're going to talk to him about it on Wednesday. How did they know to be able to take this animal to Dr. Jeff in Sault Ste. Marie coming from Traverse City because of this show? They've heard him on the show every Wednesday talking about surgeries, talking about what he can do versus their vet in Traverse City wanted to charge him a huge amount of money they couldn't afford. They were going to put the animal down. They were at the vet's office to give the lethal injection to kill the dog, and my granddaughter said, stop. They took yesterday afternoon, left Traverse City roughly about noon to get to Sioux Animal Hospital by 4 o'clock to drop Polar off. That's the dog's name. They started triaging her with antibiotics, getting her ready for today's surgery. Jeff is performing it this morning. We're going to talk about it with him on Wednesday. Sorry, folks, this is what we do. Brian, I will be talking to you this afternoon. I'm going to tell you to get a hold of Missy and do a wellness scan. If those doctors can't figure out what's going on, why this cancer is coming back, maybe, just maybe, maybe, I don't know, maybe she can help. Maybe she can't. When you mix in Michigan news and Michigan politics, when you mix in all the things that are going on in our world, along with things that help people lower the cost of living, increase your standard of living, sorry, folks, you're going to hear about it. It's what I do. You know, you heard Steve Gruber's Michigan news source. He talked about GruberHealth.com. Of course, Missy wants to track her advertising. She hopes people on this station, this Patriot Voice Radio Network, will go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, because the only reason you even heard Steve Gruber's commercial was because we use his news service. So this is all connected, folks. John in Millersburg, can you please text me the name and phone number for that car insurance company? Thanks much. John, it doesn't exist. It was a hypothetical explanation. I said, if there was an insurance company that could do that for us, you would know about it. Right now, we're with Farm Bureau. They give us great customer service. We've had an accident. They took care of it. Everything was great. We have full coverages. But we drive a 2008 and a 2011 GMC Yukon with 335,000 miles, I think was the last odometer reading I looked at. $120 a month. Vicky's 77. I'm 65. I'll be 66 in January. No tickets, no points. Paying $120 a month per vehicle for full coverage, $240 a month. I call it $250, rounded up, times 12, $3,000 a year. If I could find a car insurance company that could do it for $1,200 a year, I'd switch in a heartbeat. But it doesn't exist, John. I'm trying to find an insurance company. I reached out to the folks at Cure. They haven't responded. Alec Sheets, our local installer for Well Connect. We're talking to some people. Alec, just so you know, you'll be getting some jobs to go out and look at. Amen, Randy. Super happy with our Well Connect. It's working just like you said it would. He got trained in installing it in his own home, purchased the unit, installed it, had the factory person there. They got it installed. I bet his propane furnace hasn't even kicked on. And the thing of it is, people are saying, well, Randy, propane's down. Interest rates are up thanks to Biden. So we're going to hold off. Really? You're going to hold off from buying a Well Connect unit for this winter when you're not even going to use your propane furnace at all? You're going to heat it with a 20-amp two-pole breaker. $50-$60 a month to heat your home, but yet you're going to pay, oh, yeah, cheaper propane costs than you did previously, maybe a couple years ago, but it's down, so we're saving money. No, you're not. It's costing you money. Every day you don't have a Well Connect running in your home to heat your house, you're losing money. You're not putting money in your bank account. I don't know how more simpler I can say it than that. So you want to save money? Give them a call, 231-420-8320. Leave a message, your name, phone number, the best time to call you back in the city where you live, and who your electric provider is. We'll even be able to tell you if you qualify for a $2,000 cash rebate. You get the unit installed before the end of the year, you're going to get a check in the mail for $2,000. Other co-ops are $1,500. Depends on your electric co-op company. So those of you who changed the channel, good for you. Josh and Moran, we've had ours for 3 years. We love it, the Well Connect. Yeah, try to come and get my unit. Got other text messages coming in. We'll wrap up this hour, final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Welcome back into the show. A couple more text messages, and then we're going to move on to Lansing. Robert Pockmeyer over in Roger City. My propane furnace never kicked on all night. Hasn't kicked on yet this year. I'm telling you, it works. It's that simple. And why people don't want to stop burning smelly, stinky propane wants to continue to get propane fill-ups, I just don't get it. I'm still north of 30% on a tank a year and a half ago. My propane company said, Randy, we either got to do a fill-up of your propane tank or you need to change companies and go to somebody else because your account's been inactive for so long, they're not even, the computer's not even seeing you as being a customer anymore. I may actually have to switch propane companies. We own our own tank. It's buried in the ground, 500 gallons. Well, okay. If I need to get a new company, I'll get a new company. Then I found out when I called AmeriGas over in Bel Air, I can get my first fill-up for $1.19 a gallon. And they'll lock in $1.59 for the rest of this year. I'm like, okay. Well, thank you, TriGas. Appreciate you telling me that. Everything happens for a reason. But we're going to stay absolutely on top of all these things that are happening in Lansing over the next 2 weeks. It's going to be intense. Folks, the stuff that they're going to try to ram through is going to be absolutely amazing. They're going to push their entire agenda through here in the next 2 weeks starting tomorrow. This week in Lansing, next week in Lansing, and maybe November 7th, 8th, and 9th. I doubt it. We'll see. Because what happens 2 weeks from tomorrow? November 7th is Election Day. Again, you have got to contact your local clerk and find out if you're going to be looking at needing to vote 2 weeks from tomorrow. Is there millages on the ballot? Are they going to try to increase taxes? Are they going to increase millages to pay for stupid stuff 2 weeks from tomorrow? But what also happens 2 weeks from tomorrow, folks, is two special mayor elections in our state that could affect every single one of us. The city of Warren and the city of Westland. two Democrat state representatives are leading in the polls right now to be elected mayors of their hometowns. Would they want to represent 2-3 counties in Lansing as a state rep? Or would they rather just be the mayor of their hometown? They'd rather be the mayor. I'm the mayor of Warren, Michigan. I'm the mayor of Westland, Michigan. When that happens, folks, they have to resign as state representatives in Lansing. You can't be a mayor and a state rep at the same time. When they resign, gridlock. My favorite word that I absolutely love, gridlock in Lansing. 54 Democrats to 54 Republicans. And no mechanism to split a tie vote. They don't have that in the House. They only have it in the Senate. And what happens then? Nothing. And I'm going to tell you why. The Democrats do not want to govern this state in a bipartisan fashion, working with the Republicans to get anything passed. It's a 54 to 54 tie. Shut it down. We're not going to pass any bills in Lansing. Nothing. Until after the special elections next year to replace the two Democrat state representatives we lost because they became mayors. That's happening 2 weeks from tomorrow, November 7th. They'll win, become mayors, resign, and then we've got gridlock. And they're not going to try to govern by reaching out to Republicans and coming up with bipartisan legislation. So they won't bring up any bills. They will not pass anything in Lansing until the special elections replace those two Democrat state representatives next year in the spring of 2024. I don't remember. Is it April or May when they'll do it? And then hopefully getting those two Democrat seats back, guess what? They'll go back to work next spring. So what are they going to do? They're going to try to ram the remaining bucket list of garbage that's been on their agenda. They're going to try to get it done in the next 2 weeks. This will be the most intense 2 weeks of this show we've ever had. I will be talking about bills. I will be talking about committee hearings. I will be talking about first, second, and third readings. This is going to be a slam, bam, thank you, ma'am. This will be actually like a crazy lame duck session. After the elections in November, before they go home for the end of the year, Dave Ageman knows what I'm talking about. All-nighters. Sometimes staying up until 3, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning the next day. Going home, getting a couple hours sleep, and then back at it. That's what we're going to be looking at, folks, for the next 2 weeks. And then they're done. Last hour of today's show, we're going to go to Lansing. We're going to save you some money. We're going to fix things. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows, golden Burt Lake sunsets, and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways, fish and boat our clean waters, and meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut,